Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I wish somebody had about just two more minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Just bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, oh, worship Him. I know you may be busy, but I got to bow down and I've got to worship Him. Entering. Oh, oh, entering. I just want to forget all about myself and just bow down and worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a consuming fire in this place. Can you feel His presence?
To know what God has really done for us. I want people to know that His power is so real. It's no act. When my flesh gets weak, He renews my strength. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you to just forget all about you. I dare you. I dare you to just say, Lord, just do something for me right now. I came out this afternoon. I need you to do something for me right now. That burden that you had, you don't have to take it back.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Bow down and worship Him. We were listening to Bow Down and Worship by Bishop Paul S. Martin. Truly, we thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. We thank God for Provoke Friday today. Amen. We just thanking God for all that He's doing. We thank God for Sister Ruby Larry, Maine in the switchboard, and certainly we thank God for our wonderful pastor and life coach, and that's none other than Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoke to Purpose Ministries. We thank God for this name of God, and it's one of his favorite saying is, you are loved and appreciated. And Pastor Hamilton, I want you to know today that you are loved and appreciated by this ministry. So we truly
Amen. God bless you.
Thank God for you. So we're going to get right on into the segment on today. I just want to let you all know that today is a big, big day for my granddaughter and me, myself. She's graduating from high school this afternoon. So we're just excited about what God is doing. This is my fourth granddaughter being graduate from high school, so we're excited about that. Her birthday was yesterday, turn 18, that magical number. So we're just glad about that and what God is doing in the lives of His people. Again, this is Provoke Fridays, and Pastor Hamilton wasn't with us last Friday. We had Prophet Davis on. So we just thank God that He's back with us, and we thank God for the event that He hosted for the mothers on Mother's Day. We're doing things, and we love God and appreciate the spirit that rests upon this man of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Remember, by way of announcements, remember to block and lock those dates for September the 5th through the 7th, all roads leading to the Carolina. Carolinas, and we're getting excited as the time fastly approach for this citywide crusade. So we thank God for that. Further ado, I'm going to introduce the summit and present to others. I'll provoke pride as pastor's life coach, and that's none other than Pastor Edward Hamilton, and he can open up with a word of prayer, and however the Lord leads him today, he can have his free course. God bless you,
Pastor. Amen. Amen. Oh, God bless you, family. I miss you guys. I have to honestly tell you that I missed my time with you guys last weekend because it's becoming habitual in my life to now spend Fridays with you as we provoke each other into our purpose. So believe me, I had some other things came up and it was a blessing too. But I will honestly say, I missed my time with you last week, and I'm excited to be back today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, Heavenly Father God, we first want to come before your throne, Lord, together, Lord. We want to step before your throne in worship, Heavenly Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for just giving us another opportunity to raise our hands in praise to you, Heavenly Father God. We just want to thank you, Heavenly Father God, not for doing anything special for us, Heavenly Father God, but just giving us the availability to be in your presence, Lord. We thank you for that right now, Lord. We also come before you, Heavenly Father God, in unity, Lord. We touch together in oneness, Heavenly Father God. Your word says when there's two or three gathered that you are in our presence. We claim that right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we continue to pray for New Destiny Ministry and evangelist Adrian Bernard, Heavenly Father God. We also pray for our mother, our prophetess, our pastor, Minister Spates, Heavenly Father God. We thank you for her today, Lord, that you just keep enriching both of them, Lord. Continue to fill their cups, Heavenly Father God. Lord, we know that it's a hard work that they're doing, Lord. We know that they are being diligent about your work, Lord. We know that they're being faithful, Heavenly Father God. So we ask you, Lord, to just enrich them back in those areas, Lord. Create a protection around and about them right now in the name of Jesus that will restore them completely, Lord, Heavenly Father God, that will refill them to the top, Lord. Just fill their cup that is overflowing, Lord, and give them, Lord, the desires of their heart, Lord. Give them the needs, the means, and the availability to go and do your work in excellence, Heavenly Father God. We wipe out right now any lack. We wipe out any doubt. We wipe out anything that would not be according to your word in their lives, Heavenly Father God, in their ministries. We bind that thing on earth right now that it may be bound in heaven. We loose it right now as being done and finished here on earth because it's already done in heaven. Lord, we claim those things, Lord. We receive those things, Lord, and we stand up right now, Lord, in victory already because we're going to claim it as being completed and finished. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, and we magnify your name in your son, Jesus. Amen. And all those in agreement, just wave your hands and tell him thank you today. Amen?
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, God is good all the time, and God is even better all the time. Amen. Amen. Well, hello, family. It's Pastor Ed. I'm back with you again. You know, here's your life coach. I'm here to push you. I'm here to incite you. I'm here to motivate you to change the way you've done things. And not yesterday, but 5 minutes ago. Amen. So, Lord, we're coming together, and we're just thanking God for you. Know that you are loved and appreciated. Not as we say an acronym or just something, a cliche. We truly do love and appreciate you. And we thank God for you, first of all, for being his child. Secondly, that you've taken time to come with us today on another venture to find out another way that we can find our purpose in God. And we thank God for you today. Well, today, here we are. We're back at it, and I'm gonna tell you if you're sitting and you're relaxed and you're comfortable, get up. If you're in the same position you were in the last segment, change positions. I'm gonna tell you this: if you're doing something that you have been doing for a week, stop it right now and let's get into another realm of the presence of God. Let's try it a different way today. Let's provoke ourselves. Let's push ourselves because as we learn to be provoked, as we learn to move into the realm of what God has called us to do, it no longer will take a pastor or an evangelist or a minister to get you into the realm or into the presence of God. Now you'll have your own ability to provoke yourself, that now you can provoke others into their purpose. And then it comes through love, and it comes through an example. And then now we can do things like, you know, you go to church and you're most of us are waiting on the praise and worship team leaders to get us into an atmosphere of praise. Well, when you become provoked into our purpose, we go into church already in a worship spirit. We already go into a situation already equipped and ready and to do the things God has called us to do by effectively following the principles of God. So today we're going to continue on the weekly series, favor. Favor. I mean, I know we all know about that word, favor. It's called unmerited grace. Favor is called that. It's called things, when things happen for you for no reason. Favor. I mean, favor is defined as grace, as merciful, as kindness. The acceptable things, the blessed things. I mean, Psalms 5 and 12 says, for you, Lord Yahweh, will bless the righteous. Stop. It's a, you know, when we said that, the word will and shall in the Bible is a promise. So we see the word will there being used as a promise. It says, for you, Lord Yahweh, Psalms 5 and 12, will bless the righteous. That means that it's a promise. It's done. It will come to pass, will bless the righteous with the favor you will compass him as with a shield. Now, so first of all, we see that it's available for him to, what? Bless the righteous, but you got to be righteous first. See, that's where we go with provoke. We're going to look at the power words in God's Bible, and we're gonna recognize that there's some steps. Say that with me, steps. There's some steps that we have to take from the beginning to the end. We're gonna preach this every week. We must complete the process all the way through to get the fullness and to receive and to know how to walk in God's favor. There are steps that we have to take to get this thing. Yes, it's unmerited. Yes, it comes without any cost. It comes freely. But to have when you're called according to the purpose of God, now the favor of God is something that is already expected by those of us that walk in the relationship and in the fullness of God. I expect favor. When I go into a circumstance, I'm not knocking on the door looking for favor. I'm walking in expecting favor. When I shake someone's hand, every person I meet, I'm expecting favor. Let me keep it real with you. Now, every one of them do not come bearing favor. And a lot of them keep going by and don't even do what God told them to do. But that doesn't change my attitude. Remember, I said it has to become a lifestyle. I have to start doing these things that God told me to do in a repetitious form that it becomes habitual. So when I walk into a situation, I walk in because I walk in with favor.
Come on.
Now, maybe it's just me, but if you're a child of God, I know my hands up. If you're a child of God and you're called according to his purpose, you've got to expect favor too. See, that's where we take this level higher. That's where we get sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's where enough becomes enough, because now you got to know that if, you know, you're wondering where's the favor in my life. I only get a little favor. He gets a lot of favor. Well, he walks in favor. He walks expecting. He walks expecting, knowing that favor is coming.
Ooh.
He knows. See, when you walk in favor, you know that it's already out there for you. You don't get depressed because it doesn't come when you thought it should come. You just keep walking with the expectancy that favor is coming in your name. Whatever it is God has said is for you, your name has already been engraved on it. Whether it's a car, whether it's a pencil, anything in between. If God said it's for you, your name has already been engraved, because God said it, who can change it? God said it, it can't be wrong. God said it, it's already done. But here's the dynamic part. Just because God said it and God already finished it, it's not coming unless we activate it. So we cannot activate favor if, first of all, we understand we have to be righteous. That means you got to get your life in order. That means ways that, that some of the decisions that we've been making over these years that becoming repetitious with no victory in them, we have to make a change, and we have to make a change, immediate change. Right now, change. 0 to 5 seconds. When? Right now. When? Right now. See, and that's where it gets hard because, you know, I get comfortable, and I don't want to get out of my comfort zone because that's going to make me do some things that it's going to require something of me. See, change is not bad. People always say, man, you're trying to get people to change. It's bad. No, it's not bad. Change is actually good. But it requires a activation from us. And that's where the problem comes in, is that we don't want to activate it because now it requires me to do something. I'm not saying we're lazy. I'm just saying that we get so caught up on this grace and favor thing that we think it's just automatic. Yes, it is, but it's not automatic to continue. Yes, favor will come in your life. It will. I'm a witness of that. But favor can be your life when you walk in it. Let me say that again. See, a lot of us just operate on favor coming in favorable times of our lives. But God says that we can have favor 24/7, 52 weeks a year, 365 days, constant, over and over and over again. We can have favor because we expect it, we walk in it, and guess what? Here's the dynamic. We claim it. Because if you can't claim it, if you don't believe it, you can't receive it. Now, you say, well, Pastor, wait a minute, you're throwing me off here because, favor is unmerited. It's just given. Well, if that's the kind of thing that you've been living on for all these years and that has not produced the promises God says for your life, why not try something new? As long as it's in God's word, why not try a different principle? Why not say, okay, I did it this way for 10 years. Let me try it a new way. If I want God's favor in my life, let me activate it. Let me stop waiting on pastor to do it for me. Or let me stop waiting on first lady to do it for me. Or let me stop waiting on my son or my daughter or God to do it for me. Let me go ahead and get in line and become righteous. Because the word says that he will bless the righteous. Don't you know when God blesses you, you have received his favor? Look at it like this. The blessings of God are like a balloon hanging over your head. Now, this balloon, it says that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. So this balloon is full of your blessings that are waiting to be poured out in your life. But because we don't have the mindset to receive, and because we're not really conscious in what the things God says that we can do, that balloon has a bottleneck. Now, you in business know what a bottleneck. A bottleneck is something that constrains the flow, the even flow going from the beginning of the production line to the end of the production line. If I have a bottleneck in the middle of my line and you're wondering why you're not getting a production of 500 an hour like you should, because you need to go back to your line and find the bottleneck that is restraining your even flow going through your system. See, a lot of us have a bottleneck in our blessings of favor. God wants you to have favor in your life completely. Favor was meant to be your lifestyle. Favor was meant to say we walk in favor. Now, I keep using that word walk. We can go way back to the beginning. Let's start at Abraham. Oh, Jesus. Abraham, what? Walked with God. But not only did he walk with God, he followed him. He followed God, and in the process of him activating by moving out of his parents' house, out of his comfort zone, out of his used to doing it this way and used to doing it that way. See, this thing can work for a lot of different reasons. Now, he left his circumstance because he believed that God called him to a greater purpose, just like you. Now, for him to get God's purpose, he had to get up out that chair. He had to not only get out the chair, he had to walk out the front door. And he couldn't just raise his hand and say, okay, yes, Lord. He had to follow him. As he followed him, he received what? Favor. Because he walked and he followed and he was a righteous man after God's heart. And let's take another step. David, look, ooh, David. David, they said, was a man after God's own heart. But David was shown much favor. Everything David did, God was so favorable to David that David now wanted to build a temple in honor and admiration for the favor that God had shown him. But he walked with God. See, he had to activate the favor. He couldn't stand there and just say, okay, Lord, I'm a man after your own heart. Just pour me down with favor. No, he had to move out of his circumstances. And a lot of time our circumstances is sin. A lot of time our circumstances is family. A lot of time our circumstances are things that just get us distracted from doing what God told us to do. And we sit dormant in one place. And we wonder, why? Where's the favor? It's unmerited. It's freely given. Where's mine? Well, enough is enough of waiting around for it. What I'm saying is that we can start to move by doing the things God called us to do in excellence. See, excellence means you do it to the fullest. Excellence means that you dot all the I's and cross all the T's. Excellence means that you go even higher than you would the last time. You take it to another level because you say, you know, I want to give him my excellence. Yes. I go, you know, I'll go places, I'll go here, but guess what? I go places, and I'm not trying to impress anyone, and believe me, and I'm not trying to get my name out there for anything, and I'm not trying to become successful that I can just say, I'm a Bill Gates and I'm a millionaire. No. See, I want to glorify the Lord, and because I walk in his favor is freely given to me, I have to now. I might mess some folks up with this one, but look, now I have to freely get it. See, step two is you got to run righteous, but you got to understand you got to give some things away. See, we get caught up in this favor thing, and we get caught up in this grace thing, and we get stingy. It's just for me. But the more you give, I'm going to say it again. The more you give, the more you. No. The more you give, the more you receive. So number two is you may be not getting the favor of this because you're trying to hold on to it too long. Maybe you're not giving it away because favor is given so it can be given away. It's just like a blessing. We're blessed so we can be what? A blessing. We're not blessed just to build up a bank account. And we're not given favor just to hoard it all in for ourselves. We are supposed to give it away freely. Well, how do I know where to give it at? Well, just give it away freely. Well, I need the right organization. I need the right nonprofit. I need somebody with a 501. No, just give it away freely. God didn't put us on a standard line to say, I'm going to give you favor if you have this in line already, if you got this going on already, or you're already established here. No, he said, I'm going to give it to you freely. Why can't we give it freely? See, you give it away freely, it comes back freely. And the more you give freely, the more you receive freely. And then before you know it, you're so engulfed with favor that now the lack is gone. Now the depression is gone. Now the inability to sleep at night is gone. Now the arguments at work are gone because now the favor is surrounding you because you walk in his favor. Now watch this. In Psalms 106, this is verse 4 and 5. It says, remember me, O Lord, Yahweh, with the favor that you bear to your people. See, favor is already available. Don't ever think that it's not available. But on top of being available, God is willing to give it freely. With the favor that you bear to your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation. See, you got to get saved. Well, I am saved. Well, you may need to get re-saved. You know, some of the commitments and some of the things that we ask to get washed away, do you know that redemption is constant? To be redeemed means that I'm constantly redeeming something because this old flesh body I live in, it might mess up on the spur of a moment. Oh, Pastor, you're a mighty man of God. Yes, but I might just be this spur of a moment for me if I don't stay conscious and protected in his word. If don't become saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Spirit daily, oh, that's a whole other lesson. I hope you heard that, woman of God. We got to go here because, see, being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit is a daily process. You
got to
get charged
on.
Up every day. Just think about it. You get in your Cadillac every day, and you drive 410 miles. And when you get to the end of your destination, you go inside, you do what you're going to do, and then you get back in it, and you start heading back home. But, you know, that car will only go 620 miles. So you go the other 210 miles, and all of a sudden you run out of gas. You wonder why. You didn't stop at the gas station. It's the same thing with the receiving of the Holy Spirit. We got to learn that sometimes we just got to repent just to be repenting. We got to get filled with the Holy Spirit just to get filled with the Holy Spirit. But it has to be a recharging every day. Where's my anointing going? When's the last time you've been to the Holy Ghost gas tank? Ooh, Jesus. You know, my anointing is fading. When you been back to recharge your anointing? Or are you just going and going and going? You're just trusting that your anointing is going to build up. When's the last time you just laid down and didn't talk? You just let God speak. When was the last time you just got on your face and just worshiped him without making a noise? See, recharging our salvation with God just sometimes is being sitting in his presence. But, you know, just like most of us, we always got something to tell God. We always have something that's on our agenda. There's something that's a priority to us over what he may have as a priority for us. So we always want to go in with our own agenda. And we wonder why he's not hearing us. And we wonder why he's not moving for us. And we wonder why it's not happening the way we thought it was supposed to be happening. Number one, it's because we thought. Number two is we don't listen. And number three is that when it comes, we are so blind because we're unconscious, we don't see that it's really what God sent for us. Favor is right in front of your face right now. But because of our relationship and the lack of, we can't see it. See, when you walk in an expectancy of favor, when they're coming down the street, you already know it. When you get a message out of nowhere from someone, it may be on Facebook, it may be on an email, it may be on your phone. See, I'm bad at that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Woo, because I'm bad at that. If I don't have you in my address contact, I'm not answering that number. But you never know who's on the other end of that line. You never know who's on the side of that door. You never know who God has favored for you. But, you know, we big time, and we so this, and we so that. We got this watching. We may miss the things God has for us just because we're not willing to slow down and hear his word clearly, see it plainly on the inside, so now we can do it as he said, do it on the outside. That means I got to change some things. I got to get my life back in order because favor is available. Favor is available. It's there. It doesn't go away. It's right there for you just like it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 minutes ago. It's the same favor. But the difference is that we are responsible for the actions that we take. You either take you take a right step, you're going to get a right result. You take a left step, you're going to get a left result. See, the steps that we take result in the product that we get at the end. So I know it's not only me, but I can start to see that if I'm not activating and if I'm not stepping in the order that has been what? Ordered by God, I might not have favor. Or if I'm not living according to his word, you know, the Bible says that if you follow my commandments, then abide in me, I will then abide in you. Well, we wonder, if you're not following his commandments, how can I expect the favor of God? How can I expect his presence? How can I expect his healing? How can I expect his deliverance when he's the farthest thing away from me because, number one, I'm not keeping his commandments. But then, number two, I won't even get up and go abide with him. I just expect God to be all that, which he is, but all that to come and just sit down with me on my chair. No, you got to get up. That's one of our biggest things. That's one of our biggest phrases. Like, get up. Wake up. Move, do something right now. See, you got to start activating and get excited about Jesus. See, getting excited about Jesus is just not in praise and worship. It has to be a lifestyle. Pastor Ed, you're always on fire. Well, guess what? If I let the fire go down, then now that's going to give room for the enemy to get in the little cracks. See, that's the part about being fully protected, fully guarded up, fully armored up, is that you've got to stay excited for Jesus at all times. You've got to stop giving your mind and the way you think to the way the enemies will have you to think.
Ah, glory to God.
See, there we go. Because that requires change. But change required us to do something. That's where the big problem is. See, it's not like that we wouldn't receive favor if it just fell down and came in our lap right now. It's not like that we would tell Pharaoh, not today. We would take it freely right now. But see, here's the part. I want so much of his favor, I want to do the things to get all of his favor.
Thank you,
aren't you? I mean, come on, let's keep it 100. Aren't you tired of sitting around just waiting on favor to maybe show up?
Come on, maybe show up.
Aren't you getting sick and tired that the anointing or the favor of the woman of God might just stop by? See, that's when we get into another level. See, we step it up and we say, you know what? I'm not waiting on it no more, babe. I already have it.
I don't see it.
You don't have to see it, because guess what? Facts. I was telling a friend of mine this principle this morning. Facts. Say that with me. Facts are in rebellion to faith. See, facts tell me that I got to see it on the outside before I will buy it. Faith tells me that I'm going to do whatever God says do, because I already know it's coming. See, I don't look through my physical eyes anymore. I get through my spiritual eyes, and I can see the promises of God.
Mm.
See, the things he told me that I'm going to get, they're starting to come to a fleshly visual to me now. But guess what? I've been seeing these things for months.
I
didn't give up. I didn't quit. I didn't throw in the towel. I just kept praying, kept supplicating, kept on standing on his word. And guess what? When it starts to come to fruition, all I can do is worship him. Because I've been worshiping him the whole time anyway.
Ooh.
See, if you worship him in favor, you won't have an excuse that favor's not in your life no more.
You're preaching today. Woo, Jesus.
See, it's what you do right now. Okay, let's put it, all right, check this out. I'm gonna help somebody out right here. Somebody's sitting there saying, well, I did this wrong. I did that wrong. I did it. Well, right now, say that with me, right now, this is the time that you can change it all. See, first of all, when you confess it, it's already in motion. Then you can now speak it. See, these words have so much power that we got to speak favor. We have to speak forgiveness. We have to speak healing. We have to speak that it's done. We have to speak that he died on the cross. We have to speak it, because by those words going forth, the power of words will either bring life or death.
Come on now.
So why not speak words of life and see life come? Why not speak words of life and know that you know that you know that faith says that it comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. See, there's that word again. It comes by hearing the word. Words got power, family. Those words that we speak will give us life, or they will give us death.
No.
Ain't no help coming. Guess what? You got death. No, ain't nobody going to help me. I ain't going to be able to pay that bill. It won't get paid. Nobody going to give me a job. Guess what? You're not going to get a job. But if you walk in these things with the expectancy of favor already, that it's already done.
Ooh,
wait a minute. Slow down. Don't get too excited, because remember, you got to be in righteousness. You got to be in forgiveness. You have to be walking according to his word and letting God do what he wants to do in your life right now. You have to initiate the change here. You have to be the one to say, you know what, I love your pastor, and your word has helped me over these years, but for right now, it's up to me to go higher. You didn't got me to this plateau where I'm at, but now I have accepted my responsibility and I know that I can have it. I know that I can do it. I know that God already said it. Well, now you stepped up and you're helping the pastor out because he now starts to see the fruits of his labor.
My God, you preaching.
I know somebody needs to hear that. Well, see, because the more you minister to people and you don't see no change in them, it starts to get, now the enemy got a way to come into the pastor's mind.
That's right.
Because we want to see, believe me, we don't just stand behind these pulpits just to see you clap your hands and maybe get an honorarium here and an honorarium there. Or at least that's not what I'm doing. I stand behind this pulpit because I want to see the results of change in people's lives. I want to be there to say, high five, my brother. Look what God has done. Because now we stand equally. Now we stand eye to eye. Oh, Jesus. Now we stand on the same playing field. Now you can do the same thing I can do. That's when you're building up disciples. See, we got to stop trying to just build people to keep under us. I don't know where this is coming from. Yes, I do. Thank you, Jesus. We have to stop keeping people in bondage under us. See, that's what, you know, when you become an effective leader and you know that favor has been given to you freely, you now give favor back freely. As you start to train people, you see this favor grow in them, that now they can go out and do the same process. And guess what? I'm gonna give this one to you free. All the pastors, all the leaders in churches and everything. If you will train and mold up people in the right way to get them to go out and make disciples and send them out two by two, he'll send you 50 more. But as long as you think that you cannot survive without that person in your ministry, that's where your ministry is going to stay. But the day that you finally give God all the glory for what he's done in these men and women's lives that have sown into your ministry, go ahead and let them go. Go ahead and let them do the ministry that you've taught them to do. And then watch God really start blessing and sending favor into your ministry. Watch God start to now blossom people in every other area that you never could imagine. Because now it's not about us, it's about them. It's about them and what God can do for them. See, God said he'll do it for you just like he'll do it for me. The Bible says that he is no respecter of person. It doesn't put yes, I'm at a level right now that, you know, it may take a little while to get to. Maybe I'm doing some things that you like to do, and it's going to get you. You got to do a couple of steps, remember, the process, because it ain't going to happen overnight where you're going to snap your fingers and there you are, successful, and got money and all these things. No, you're going to wake up with the energy to move forward in what God has called you to do. When? Right now. See, favor, it's been here. Favor is not something that we really have to explain to what it is, because favor is known throughout the world. Whether Christian, Muslim, or any, everybody knows what favor is.
All right.
But as a Christian, see, I am a Christian. There is no compromise. There is no we serve, save God. No, it ain't happening. No. See, I am a Christian. I am built on the promises that Jesus came to earth in a God came to earth in a fleshly body to show me how this thing can actually be done by walking through example, by showing us through principle, by teaching us his loving word, and by first of all showing us that not only can he do it, but I can do it too.
But
here's the big part now. See, that's when we go back to the change part, because I have to activate this stuff in my life. I have to be the orchestrator. I have to be the coach. I have to be the designer to now make these things happen. Yes, God gives words to the men and women of God that we can share them to now incite your thinking. Because I'll be honest, every message is for me. It's helped me. It's been the one. It's a message that he sent to me. And by my obedience, I'm willing to share it, because freely given, freely received, freely given. So I want to give this word out that it may incite you to now say, oh, I was just reading that. Or, gosh, you know, I wanted to say that, but I didn't know how to say it. Or, Oh, Jesus. See, God, you said it, because he confirms his word through other what? Believers. So now I am a Christian, and I claim that God, Jesus, died on the cross, was buried, rose up 3 days later, and descended to heaven, is at the right hand. That's all. That, if there's anything other contrary to that, I don't want anything to do with it. Now, guess what? I've made a choice. I've made a conscious choice to say, you know what? Everything to do with Christ, I want a part of it. And the way that I can secure, well, watch this. The way that I can secure this lifestyle is that now I have to be responsible for myself and what I'm willing to give him. Because he already gave us, he gave it all on the cross. Why do I have to worry about a vehicle? Why do I have to worry about a roof? Why do I have to worry about clothing? Why do I have to worry about anything when he gave me the most ultimate gift there is, and that was his blood on the cross? If he gave me the greatest gift, that is the most favorable thing he could have ever done for me. I have a favor rest on my life because the blood has washed my sins away. See, the blood can make me what? White as snow. See, that's a transformation. Because you take a black rag and you put it in some bleach, and then take it out, I guarantee you, it won't be black no more. It won't be white, but it definitely won't be black. Because now a change has been transformed by activating and taking away the darkness so the light can shine. When? Right now. I mean, you know, this is a trick question. I wish it was that easy. I really don't, because when it was easy, I took advantage. I wish it was already, formulated out where we could just buy it in a book and get it. You know, I bought books before and learned some lessons and still messed up. I mean, I wish that it was like a 401k plan, that if I pray enough every day, that at the end of this journey that I'll be giving. But guess what? You know, I had a 401k and I had to cash that in. So what I'm saying is that we can't start building this stuff up and thinking that it's going to last forever. We got to make this thing happen right now. And for you to have the favor of God, that means that you are willing to go get the favor of God. So for you to have the favor of God, you're going to take some steps that will activate the favor in your life because you already expect it to be there. Stop getting caught up on, is he going to do it? Is it going to happen? When am I going to see the results? Those questions have to be erased. Those questions have to be, see, that's when you put it all on him. That's when you trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's when you take away and you don't lean on your own understanding. And then in everything you do, you acknowledge him, because when you're sweeping your steps, you're praising God. When you're cutting your lawn, you're praising God. When you're at work, you're praising God. When you're dealing with your children, you're praising God, because you have now made a commitment to follow the steps that have been ordered by the Lord. You want the favor, you have to walk in the favor. I mean, we could go on and on and on through the Bible. I mean, okay, we started out with Abraham. He followed God. We talked about David. He called God. He was called a man after God's own heart. He had God's favor. Joseph, wherever he went, come on now, y'all know the story. Everything he did, as long as he stayed in righteousness, see, that Joseph is a very good story. Because he had a lot of opportunities to slip and fall. He had a lot of opportunities to sin. But he didn't. He stayed in his righteousness with God because he knew that if he would follow God in the ways God called for him, that he would be blessed with favor. He had favor everywhere he went. They put him in prison and he got favor. Come on now. Daniel, look at Daniel. Daniel should have been dead. Daniel should have been, first of all, already assassinated. Before they even did the little trickery thing about the prayer, David should have been assassinated. But because of the favor of God, because David stuck to the word of God, he said, no. Y'all can do whatever y'all want to do, but as for me, I'm going to do what God told me to do. And I'm willing to suffer the consequences right now. Because he knew that it wasn't about what it looked like on the outside. It wasn't about the lion that was already in the den. It wasn't about the dead people they was pulling out from the exercise right before him. It was about he trusted on God. He didn't once question God. And he had big favor. I mean, it wasn't just one. It said lion's den. It didn't say the lion den. It didn't say the lion den. It said the lion's den. That means that was multiple lions coming at this man. Now, if that's not favor, I mean, lions are man eaters. Lions desire blood in their meat. Lions eat raw food. Can you imagine being in an arena with lions coming after you? That's favor. Look at, check this one out. Look at the Hebrew boys. They were put in a fiery furnace. See, most of us can't even put our hand in the oven without saying, ooh. Most of us can't even pick up a pot without saying, oh, that's burnt. These three guys who committed to doing what God said do had so much favor that the fire, no matter how much they increased the heat, because guess what? It didn't just happen like in 2 seconds. They threw them in there, the blaze went up, and they said, they're not burning, take them out. No. You gotta imagine this story. This story was vindictive. This story had anger. This story was a wrath. Do you think that just because they didn't burn the first 5 minutes, they didn't throw some more wood in there trying to burn them up some more? Do you know that they had every intention of proving that what these men of God said was not true? So you gotta imagine they came at them with every bit of heat they could. But because they walked according to God's word and to his righteousness, they had favor, and favor protected them from the fire. Look at this one. Mary, look at Mary. Mary could have cursed. Mary could have slapped Joseph. Mary could have did a lot of things in her flesh through the ordeal that she went through. Now, women, y'all got to testify with me on this, but could you imagine going through the things that Mary went through? First of all, she's engaged, and then she gets pregnant. Automatically, that's, man, I don't want to use the street language. They call you out your name for that. There was no reason that she wasn't stoned or outcast or killed. But because she walked according to God and what God said, not what man said, see, that's the difference. She was shown favor. Jesus, here's the biggest one. Jesus was shown favor until the appointed time of the him being crucified. But until then, he was shown nothing but favor. You know why? Because he walked according to God's word. He walked in righteousness. And righteousness is very simple. All you got to do is start making some right choices. You heard this before? You make a right choice for God, you are now you're walking in righteousness.
No, baby.
I don't do that no more. No. God would not be happy with that. You just made a right choice. You're becoming righteous.
Ooh.
Oh, no, baby. Don't buy. Oh, no. You can get me a 7-Up. Don't bring me one of old Ignitions or Bud Lights. Don't bring me that. Don't bring me a soda pack. No. As a matter of fact, bring me a water. Because I choose to walk according to what God said do. Now, I'm going to put this out there, since this could be going all over the country and all over the world. I'm going to put this out there. I'm not saying it's a sin to drink. If that's what you think floats in your boat, you do what you do. But what I'm saying is, when you do anything that will take you out of the presence of God, that will take you out of his favor, then that's what we need to stop doing. Anything. I'm going to throw this out there so wide that it can take up a various subjects. But if there's anything in your life today that is not according to God's will for you, and if you're not going to make the choice to get it out of your life, stop expecting favor to come.
My God.
Stop expecting blessings to fall down on your doorstep. Stop expecting this thing to get over with. I'm in so much pain. Because you ain't stopped doing what you're doing. Why would, you know, it's an old saying, but they always say that God is not going to bless no mess. That goes back to favor. Favor is blessings. Favor is unmerited favor when you deserve it. It comes freely. And, yes, you don't have to be totally walking. Okay. Yes, favor comes. But I'm saying for those of us Christians that are trying to go level higher, those of us that are saying enough is enough of the old way of doing things, that we want his favor in our lives constantly, you have to make a conscious choice to get the favor.
All right.
You, I'm going to say that again. You, I'm pointing my finger at you right now through the phone. And I hope you're pointing right back at yourself right now. But you are responsible for God doing the things that he wants to do in your life. You, I'm pointing at you again, and I'm pointing at myself constantly. But you have to be the one to do more. You have to be the one to say, yes, Lord. You have to be the one to say, Lord, less of me and more of you. When I tell Jesus less of me and more of you, that means I ain't talking about the new car that my flesh would want. That's not talking about the big building I would like to be doing provoked seminars in. That's not talking about the new suits I would love to be putting on this year. That is saying that, God, less of me means I want to give you the spiritual things you need more of from me. So now when your favor comes, it comes freely in everything I could ever desire, which comes from God, because it says that he will give you the desires of your heart. But your heart must be lined up with him. You cannot get favor if you're not doing what God said do. Now, I'm not talking about that baby favor. I'm not talking about that sometime favor. I'm not talking about that hit and miss favor. I'm talking about that favor that comes daily. I'm talking about that favor that's around you constantly. I'm talking about that favor that you can't get away from.
My God.
Now, I know that's what I want. That's what my desire is to have the favor of God around and about me at all times. So when it comes down to doing God's work, I don't have to question. The favor confirms it. Do it, son. When it's time to go, I don't question, should I get up and go in this neighborhood that might try to steal my car? No, I go because favor says, I got you. You walk with me. I got you. Favor is not just not money coming from heaven. Favor is protection. Favor is healing. Favor is anointing. Favor is the word of God. Favor is love, joy, peace, happiness. That's favor. And yes, favor will produce the things you need to get through life in excellence, but that's not what it's all about. Favor is understanding that favor is from God. The Bible says that God is what? Love. So if God is love, his biggest attribute is what? Love.
Love.
Less of me and more of you. Love. Less of me and more of you. Love. That's, you know, that's what it has to be. It has to be a repetitious, habitual lifestyle that now I say, no, Satan, get thee behind me, because I don't think like that no more. Because I know when I go, the favor's already waiting on me, because I have an expectancy of favor. No weapon formed against me, because favor already said the weapons have shot off. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, because the favor has confirmed it, that if he's in me, I'm in him, and I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That's where my strength comes from. That's where my anointing comes from. That's where, now watch this, that's where my ability comes from. You know, people say all the time, Pastor, man, oh, man, you're talented. Well, you can preach, you can sing, you do graphics, you do this, you do that. You know what? I truly believe I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But it just don't come freely. I have to study. I have to practice. I have to be willing to give up TV. I have to be willing to give up movies sometimes. I have to be willing to give up some of the natural things in life so I can be greater at the things God said I could be great at. Now, newsflash, he can do the same thing for you. Because you can't do all things. Man, I don't have the energy for that. Well, if you think you don't have the energy for it, we don't have the energy for it. If you think you don't have the ability, see, the way we think kind of starts the whole ball rolling. If we don't get our thinking right and understanding that there's a war up there going on, a constant war. No, it don't take breaks. No, it don't get tired. No, it don't give up. It's a constant war coming against us because it wants to get us unfocused on what God says we can have. Now, for me, I can speak for me. See, for me, my attitude has to be of expectancy. And here's another free one. Not just for favor, but for everything. Everything God's word says, I expect it to happen. It's already confirmed in the word that it's already done. So if it's already done, then that means that I can have it. Because he says I can have all things. There's nothing impossible through him. But without God, nothing is possible. So I want the possibilities of him. I want what the promises said I can have. So I want it so bad, I'm willing to go get it. And I'm understanding, because I've been doing this thing for a while, I'm understanding that if the more I go do, the more he gives. The more I say yes, the more he provides. The more I just put all my own thoughts away, the more he gives me just what my heart desires.
Yeah.
I mean, you can draw it up all as pretty as you would like to. You can design it with the finest jewelry, the finest gold, and everything else, but it cannot beat the design that God has for your life.
My.
Because, see, if I design your life, it'd probably be the way I like life. You know, and if your husband or your wife designs your life will be designed the way your husband or your wife would have it designed. But if it's designed by God, now, I'm going to bring this in because I did use husband and wife, but if the husband and wife are designed according to God's will, according to his favor, then the marriage and everything else will be favorable. The marriage and everything else will be successful. The marriage and everything else will never even have a question of divorce, because now we walk with an expectancy of favor, of victory, and of completency. We didn't start the race, not the finish. But the enemy and the world would constantly tell us that just because you don't see the favor today, give up on it. The world would tell you that just because it's not in front of you and you can't pick it up in a bottle and drink the water from it, that it won't quench your thirst. The Holy Spirit will quench everything you need because of the favor of God. The favor of God has been given to us that it can supply all of our needs. Not some of our needs, but all of our needs.
All of them. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's say that again. To supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. But that the word all stays the same. It doesn't change. All means everything. All means whatsoever. All means what? Just what? Throw it out there and then put it under the definition of all.
Mm.
His desire is to bless your desires of your heart, but it has to be according to what? His riches and his glory. Because he knows what you need. He knows what it's going to take. And that's according to your faith and according to your willingness to step out the box. See, I got to say this one. You may be in a church that only holds 100 people, but you got a vision of a church that holds 1,000. But you can never see yourself with 1,000 people. You think you're going to get a church with 1,000 people?
Hallelujah.
If you can't see it, if you can't believe it, see it, you will never receive it.
You must see it.
Oh, yes, that church is doing good, those 100 people. But you know that God said that you would have 1,000, but you can never see it. You just, facts are in rebellion of faith. Here goes that principle again. See, the facts tell you every Sunday you look out that audience, you see 50 to 100 people. Mm. It blinds your spiritual eyes from being able to see the 1,000 that's already there, because the angels are having camped, the angels are worshiping, the saints are worshiping, so now we're coming together, and because it's already been done, your ministry has already been put together in heaven, so it can now be done on earth. You got to see it in the heavenly eyes. to start to visualize favor from heaven, not from earth. Oh, Jesus. See, you keep looking at favor like this stuff down here on earth. That's all you're going to ever get. We start looking at favor through favor eyes in heaven. Can you imagine? Take a trip with me right quick. Just go into an imaginary field and just say, you know what? I'm going to put all my logic to the side. I'm going to put away all of my physical thinking away right now. And I'm just going to put on the eyes of Jesus. And I'm going to look up into the heavenlies because I want to see my blessings. I want to see, I'm going to pray, I want to see what I can start calling out. But you never look up to heaven. We always looking down to hell. We never look up to heaven because you know, I can see it here on earth. I can pick up this iPhone and look at it and see that Apple thing on the back. I can guarantee you I have an iPhone. Yep, look, here. I got an iPhone. I can prove it because it's in my hand. But if I called you right now and say, hey, man, I got me an iPhone 5, and you said, where's it at? It's coming, but I haven't got it yet. But did you order it? No. Faith told me that God is going to bless me with an iPhone 5. Oh, brother, man, you done lost your everlasting. No, don't try to hear all that. See, the world would discourage you from walking in faith because God says you got to trust in what you cannot see.
Come on.
And if you can't see it in the invisible, how could you ever have it in the physical? Now, here's a dynamic point right here. There's a lot of us that have been called to be financially stable, able, and available. But because of our lack to manage those type of funds, God is not going to give us what's been called to be ours because we're not in a position to manage it properly. So just, you know, you didn't have prophecies all over your life. You're going to be a millionaire. You're going to be an entrepreneur. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. Well, guess what? The promise is still alive. But we have to start looking at where the promise came from. The promise came from heaven. So if you prophesize to me, the only thing I can do is say, yes, Lord, but I got to go get on my face and confirm that prophecy with heaven. Stop taking every Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, are you giving me permission to say this? Stop taking, Jesus. Stop taking everybody's prophecy as being truth. When first of all, you gotta be willing to go home and investigate it. See, even a sermon. Stop taking sermons as being all truth. That's why I say take notes. That's why I say take a pen and a pad, because that's the job that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to take that word home with us, investigate it, and let God confirm it by the Spirit.
Go ahead. You're preaching today, Holy Ghost.
See, you know, we let people put their hands on us. We let people lay their hands on us and tell us this and tell us that, and the only thing we walk around with is a headache. But you don't understand that the person who had it had a headache too. And because we didn't take the time to now bind off anything that ain't of God, I'll be honest with you. I got to keep it 100. I don't just let everybody put their hands on me. I mean, you can have the biggest church in the world, and you can have this going on and this going on. But see, for me, I am in charge of what I allow to come into my spirit. And me being a conscious man of God, I want to know something about you. If you're going to say you have a spiritual gift from God to heal and to pray for folks, then I want to see some evidence. Now, this is for me. I want to see the evidence through you that God has said you are the one. Now, that's just for me. But I can tell you this. I'm protected from all these different prophecies coming in my life that aren't doing anything because I know who the prophecy maker is. And what I'm saying is that's not taken away from men and women of God. That's trying to incite you to understand that, yes, receive it, but it's your responsibility to go back and get it. Every sermon, every prophecy, every word that's been spoken into your life, yes, it's of God. We're going to just go ahead and put that out there. Okay, let's accept it. It's from God. But how do you know if you don't go back to God to know? oh, well, he's a mighty man of God. Yes, he is. But that doesn't change the fact that we have to be the ones to go back to God and confirm what he said. That's if you want the fullness of his glory. That's if you want the fullness of his favor. Now, see, there's a line, see. You can stay over here where you're at and getting a little drops of favor. You can stay over here in the middle and you're getting a little bit more. But I want to be over here where I got the fullness of it.
Uh-huh.
Where it is, it's you know, it says that he will bless you where you can not think or understand.
My God.
See, that's dynamic there, because every blessing that I've ever got, I can think and understand it. Come on, somebody. You have to say amen there, because look at the blessing. You can think and understand it. That shows me that those are little things. The little things that I've been blessed with, I can actually sit there and say, you know, no. Let me keep it real. I can think and understand that. That tells me that there's greater for me. See, that's when you go into the Word and you look at every word. When you dissect it and you say, wait a minute, hold on. There's a meaning. There's a meaning there.
Ooh.
Just like more than a conqueror. That's another scripture I love. It's because it says, you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves you. More than. That means I don't even have to fight the battle no more, because I'm more than a conqueror. It didn't say you were a conqueror with him. It didn't say you were. It says you were more than. Look at that word. That means you are elevated. You're higher than the conqueror. That means you ain't got to fight the small battles no more. That means you got to put on the whole armor of God and fight the big battles. That's where you got to go up in the spirit realm and understand that this battle is not on the work, it's not down here. It's not at the person that you're mad at. It's not at the ex-husband. It's not at the ex-wife. It's not at nobody. It's against the principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness that have come to rob, kill, and destroy. But when you want the fullness of God's favor, how do you find it? Is there a principle that it show us? I think there is. But first you got to, let's go back, because I don't want you to miss this. Because first you got to be in righteousness to get it. Because it says he will bless those who are righteous. And then on top of being righteous, you got to go a little bit higher, baby. You got to step your game up, because not only can you just be stagnant in a righteous form, you now have to be constantly forgiven. Pastor, I didn't sin, but did you think about it? Because a lot of, you know, I was taught that the sin starts in the mind before it even happens on the outside. You know, like when we did the exercise about take it now, didn't we learn that you took it in your mind before you actually put your hand out to take it? So we got to understand that there's a place that everything is going on before it even gets out here on the outside. We got to understand that we got to follow the steps according to how God said do it. But number three, now you got to go find it. You got to go find God's favor. Proverbs 3, chapter 3, 1 through 4, it reads, it says, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Stop. We're right back at the same obstacle. We must keep his laws. We must keep his commandments. What does that mean? That means I have to do what he said do. That means I have to live my life according to his word. That means I have to design my relationships. I have to design my friendships. I have to design my ministry. I have to design everything in my life according to his word. For the length of days and long life and peace shall be added to you. Let not mercy or truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. You know, when you bind something, that's, oh, boy, that's like, you can barely breathe. But you need to put that, you need to Ooh, Jesus. You got to put his mercy around your neck so tight that you can't breathe physically. But spiritually, the favor will be so strong on you that you'll be able to do what God says do. It says, for the length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. And watch this, and man. Ooh, Jesus, see that? Now, if there ain't a praise party going on somewhere, because it tells me that if I will just follow what he said, do, that he will, and not only follow it, but see, the way you follow something, you got to keep it in your face. You got to, you know, some people put Bible verses all over their houses. I love that idea because the more you see the word, the more you'll meditate on the word. The more you see the word, the more you'll pray the word. You know, a lot of times people say, pray, give me some scripture. I'd rather pray scripture than just idle prayer. But the more you see the word, the more you become, the more you become accustomed. That was one of my first ways to start memorizing scriptures. I had them on my mirror, in the car, on this, in this book, in that book, anything. I ever flip around, there was a scripture. And it reminded me, it was a touchstone, that I had to remember the goodness of God through his word. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. There we go again. So shall you find favor. Now, not only favor, but you'll get good understanding in the sight of God and in man. Now, that's dynamic right there. All I have to do is follow a couple steps, and God will show me favor. But not only will he show me favor in his eyes, he'll start to show favor in men's eyes out there in the world, women's eyes out there in the world. Before you know it, people are coming just blessing you with favor because you walk in the expectancy of favor, not just by thinking you got it for free, but because you went through the steps to follow his word exactly. Now watch, here's another one. Proverbs 8:32-35. It says, now, not yesterday, and every time you see now in the Bible, I encourage you to understand that it's a right now word. That he is, it could be yesterday, but today is a right now word. It's a new word. I read the Bible every day. Probably 3 or 4 times a day. I love the Bible. I love studying the Bible. I love finding out new principles. It's a passion for me. It's really a passion for me. But every time I read the Bible, I get a new revelation. I mean, I have 13 different teachings off of 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. And I had to stop there because there's so many teachings coming out of just that one scripture that I want to make it excellent in the word he's given me. So I had to slow down a little bit. But every time I go back, it's another revelation. And now God has started to put all those revelations together into one message. And when it comes out, it's going to be dynamic because it's already blessing my life. But the word has to become part of me. It says, now therefore hearken to me. Listen. Hearken means to listen. Oh, you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. There we go again. Look, I'm not writing it. This is the Bible. This is the uncompromisable word of God that each and every one of us believe as true. Blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily, daily. Look, this is the word. It says, blessed is the man that hears me. That means that you got to stop talking and you got to listen. Watching daily at my gates. That means you're on your face every day at his gates, worshiping him. Waiting at the post of my doors. Meaning he could be in the house for 2 weeks, but you're still there waiting because you want the presence of God. For whosoever finds me finds life. It didn't say whoever read my Bible or whoever just shouted hallelujah receives life. It says that whoever finds me, that means, see, you got to get up and knew 10 years ago, I guarantee you, is a new Jesus today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yes, he is. But I'm talking personally. The way I see Jesus today, I see him through a different eyesight than I did 20 years ago. I see him as the conqueror. I see him as the all knowing, the all having. I see him. I can really understand what El Shaddai means because I see it now. Because my relationship with him is opening up the doors of my understanding. For whosoever finds me finds life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. See, you want his favor? Go find it. And understand that the relationship with Christ has to change. The relationship with Christ has to grow. The relationship with Christ has to get better. You can't keep doing it over and over and over again, family. We have to step it up, kick down some doors, knock down some buildings, make some noise. We got to do some things that are going to make us radical for Jesus. The Bible says that we have been called a peculiar people. That means you look different than everybody else. You talk different than everybody else. You sing different than everybody else. You pray different than everybody else because he called you to be a peculiar people, to stand out. But not only stand out because you're doing what he called you to do, he called you to already know that you got to walk in your favor. The favor is there for you. But we must follow his ways. We must make conscious choices, family, to say we're going to do it his way. Stop part-time Christianing. I can't preach that sermon over enough. Stop part-time Christianing. You go to church too much. What else do I have to do? Man, you don't turn nothing down. That's what I love. Pastor, you need some time to yourself. That is my time to myself. That's where I get the fullness of God. I don't want nothing else. I'm happy. And one day, I'll be happier. One day, I won't be alone. But that's right. Right now, I have a relationship with God, and that's good for me. I could go to bed every night with the comfort of Jesus in my arms, rocking me to sleep because I'm worshiping as I go to sleep. I wake up straight into the Word. God, man, you just went to sleep at 12. You're up at 5 reading the Bible? Yes, because I have started to develop a lifestyle that now requires an action from me. I can't do what God called me to do just by saying I'm doing it. I have to put in the work to perfect the gifts and the talents that he has given to me. Because, here we go again, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's guaranteed. There's no doubt in my mind. There's not a question that I'm speaking something that's hocus pocus. It is a soul fact in my spirit that I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. In this year alone, okay, testimony time. In this year alone, my new beginning, which Provoked and Purpose does every New Year's, we have a New Year's gala, and we worship, we fellowship, we have fun. But at the end of the service, going into the new year, we make a new beginning commitment. Now, people who know me and have heard this from me, it's the same commitment I made. It was less of me and more of you. What it meant was is that, God, I'm not asking you what you can do for me. I'm asking you what can I do for you. Ever since that declaration, doors have opened that I've been wishing to open all my life. I always knew. I mean, in high school, they told me that I should have been an actor. My daddy was so strict in Baptist church that he wouldn't allow it. So I rebelled and went off and did some other stuff. I love to sing, and I've always wanted to sing. And when I was 18 years old, I auditioned for Rufus and Chaka Khan as a backup artist. Oh, my daddy went off. He didn't give me an opportunity. He said, my kids don't do that. So I didn't get that opportunity. Then I used to dream that I would be on TV and that I would get an opportunity to do a TV show. And then I got an opportunity to do that, and my dad said, no, we don't bring TVs in our church. Because back then, there were certain things that just didn't go on in Baptist churches. I love my father. I'm not knocking him, great man of God, but I'm just giving you a synopsis of what happened in my life. Okay, all those three things that took over 30 years not to happen, in less than 6 months of me just saying, God, more of what I can do for you instead of what you can do for me. I've done all three. And you know, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I would have to say, because I can do all things, and that's where my confidence comes from. It's not that I'm conceited. It's not that I pat my own back. I am confident that I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened me. Well, in these 5 months, I have done all three of those things in a professional manner. I was in James Hudson and Showtime's production of For Better For Worse. We did two showings of that play. I mean, the singing part, that's people love singing, but I've done that all over. But just in the last month, I've sung into some of the, not the biggest churches, but I've sung in some of the most enjoyable worship environments I have ever experienced. And just two nights ago, I was the co-host on a talk show. Now, if that's not God's favor, I don't know what it was, because I didn't know any of these people. It was just by a coincidence we met, and then because of my confidence that I can do all things and my confidence that I'm walking in his favor, when the phone rung, I was already, okay, what time? When the phone came on, I said, okay, what am I going to do? When the message came through Facebook, I said, okay, what time? Let's meet. Let's talk. And guess what? I didn't have to do an audition. I just did what God said to do. And that was the favor of God working in and around my life. Because guess what? I already expected it was going to happen.
Mm.
Now, that's the power of God. But it comes from the willingness to understand that it's not about my needs. Because I understand that the Showtime production, the singing, and the talk show has something to do with the elevating the kingdom of God. I know that everything he's connected with me is going to be something that is going to be a platform or be a springboard to get me to the place he wants me to be to tell his word the way he said to tell it. No, it's not going to get me rich. No, it's not going to get me over popular. No. It's going to give me the way out of no way. It's going to give me the opportunity that everybody said would never happen. It's going to give me what God says I can have, because I can do all things through Christ. But guess what? Because he strengthens me, because he loves me, because I'm his child, and because I expect his favor in my life. And it works. It works. I'm
going to
say that one more time. It works, but you got to work it.
You got to work it.
You got to work the principles. And if anything that we learn on Provoke Fridays is that is the biggest principle. You have to follow the principle through. You can't get weary. You can't get tired. You can't get doubtful. You can't let fear come in. You got to believe. You got to keep speaking it. Remember we talked about the principle in Mark 11:22 about 3 weeks ago about pray in faith. That means when I pray, I don't see it. I pray that I already got it because I received it through the Spirit. I speak it. It says pray in faith, time speak it. That means I got to let somebody know. And when I speak it, I can't speak with doubt. I got to speak with boldness. I have to believe. I got to talk in confidence. And most importantly, I follow the whole principle, and if I forgive all those that have done something against me, then my Father will forgive me. And then it says, I can have whatsoever my heart desires. That's God's favor. But the favor requires us to activate the favor. The favor requires us to do something to get it. No. You can't buy it. No. You can't go to 10 church services in a row and get it. No. You can't think you're going to go carry somebody's bag as an armor bearer for a week and think the favor's coming. No. But the way you can get it is by activating the righteousness in your life, by activating the true knowledge of his word to perform in and through you. Proverbs 11:27. It says, he that diligently seeks good produces favor, but he that seeks mischief, it shall come to him. And it says, he that diligently seeks good. Diligently means you do it like you've never done anything before. You hungry, you need something to eat. You are diligently going to find you something to eat. We have to diligently seek him. That means that even when it don't feel good, we seek him. Even though it doesn't make sense, we seek him. Even when our friends tell us you must have lost your mind, we seek him. Because if we will seek him and seek him diligently, that produces favor. But it says that, but him that seeks mischief. If you always talk about somebody, you better believe they're talking about you too. If you always start a rumor, you better believe there's about 10 more rumors on you. If you always in the midst of gossip, if you always are in the midst of gossip, you better believe that gossip is right around the corner from you.
You better know it.
Because the Bible says that if you seek mischief, if you seek disorder, that is what you get. Here's a free app. What you give your attention to, that spirit will come live inside of you. Here you go again. Whatever you give your attention to, the spirit of that whatever will come live inside of you. All right, you want to look? You need more understanding about that one. Okay, well, check this out. If sometimes your language gets a little bit off, and you go to church every Sunday, and you read your Bible every now and then, and all that good stuff, but every now and then, when you get into a bad circumstance, the first word that comes out is something that is not of God. I will guarantee you it's because you give your attention to something that is not of God. Because if you watch enough of, I'm not trying to blackball the show, but I hear so much about it on Facebook and through friends and everything. But if you watch enough scandal, I said this week before last, if you watch enough scandal, you'll start acting scandalous. Should I say that one again? If you watch enough scandal, you will become scandalous. You'll start acting like a girl. You know, she mixed up in everything. You know, I read the post. I saw a picture of her, and I said, oh, her? Oh, because I've never watched it one time. But I hear people talking about the episode the night of it. So I don't have to watch it, because I guarantee you, and I'm talking about Christian folks, I guarantee you at least 100 people have made remarks or comments about scandal.
They wonder why every time
they get in an argument with their man, they start acting scandalous. They wonder why every time they go through a situation at work, they start acting scandalous. Because you're giving your attention to scandal.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
That's right.
If you eat fruit, if you eat vegetables, eat some nice, you know, some healthy chicken, some fish, you'll be healthy. But if you eat nothing but fried foods, potatoes, and starches and all that, there ain't no question why you might have a little bit of stomach or a little bit overweight. Because whatever you put in, that will come out.
Yes, sir.
You are a product of your environment. You are a product of what you let your spirit get a part of. You are a product of what you give your attention to. Now, yes, I watch ESPN a lot. And I could say that sports is in my spirit, because when they start asking me questions about this, I know the statistics, and I know this, and I know that, and I know this. But the one thing I would tell you is that I give God about 100 times more time than I do ESPN. See, when I wake up in the morning, I used to, the first thing I would do is click on the TV. ESPN News, I learned that I had to be disciplined, and I had to make some choices that was going to be pleasing to him. So it came to my spirit that it would be pleasing to him is that when I woke up every morning, the first thing I did was open up his uncompromisable word. And then secondly, I would take the verses that had just been shared with my spirit, and I would bow down and worship him. And then after I worship him, I would go back to his word and now let him reveal the truth that he already showed me in the first episode of the word. Some mornings it don't feel good, especially after you done did a conference, a late night prayer meeting, and then somebody had a problem at 1 o'clock in the morning, you had to talk to them, and you got to sleep at 2, and then at 5 o'clock, the normal Holy Spirit alarm clock goes off, and you're like, see, discipline tells me, no, get up. No, because this ain't about you. This is what's required of him. By giving God what he requires of you, which is righteousness, which is love, which is his word, and following his commandments, then we can have the favor of God. We don't have to look for it. We don't have to find it because it's already here. But we have to diligently seek him. You can't just seek him a little bit and he's not there on one look and expect it's over. That's what diligently means. It says you don't stop until you find him. You don't get it. You know, some of us would be like, Pastor Ben, what scripture is it says in the Bible? Oh, man, I don't have time right now. We won't even go farther to go on the internet trying to find it. We'll wait on pastor to get it to us. But diligently means you diligently find it no matter what you have to do to get it. You're going to go above and beyond the call of duty to diligently seek him. When it don't feel good, diligently seek him. When it doesn't sound right, diligently seek him. When you're tired, diligently seek him. It's a constant process that must be put into action. Because, you know, the word says that if you have no cross, you have no worth. And if I don't have a cross, that means that I don't have righteousness. If I don't have a cross, that means that I'm not bearing something daily telling me I got to make a change to get closer to God. Proverbs 12:2. It says, a good man, keyword, good, obtains favor of the Lord, Yahweh. But a man of wicked devices, he will, remember, will is a promise, so he will condemn. See, if you're good, and if you're, and you know, and good doesn't take a lot. Good just makes us say no until we get the opportunity to counsel with the counselor and get the advice from the counselor to make counselor type of decisions. That's what waiting on the Lord is. Waiting on the Lord ain't sitting down in your couch saying, oh, baby, I'm just waiting on the Lord. You'll just be sitting there waiting. But waiting on the Lord means that you've already petitioned to him. You've already activated it to him. You just sitting up there with your hands in worship, waiting on the Lord to do what he said he's going to do. Waiting ain't that hard when you understand you're already waiting on something that's coming. See, it's hard to wait for something you don't know what it is. It's hard to wait on something that you're just hoping for and maybe thinking of. But when you know that it's already done, you can wait with an expectancy that it's already finished. I don't have to trip out about that no more. I can let God be who he is. Proverbs 14:9. It says, a fool makes a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. See, we got to respect that sin is out there. See, we got to understand it's coming. You got to understand that when you call yourself a child of God, the battle is coming. It's not going to stop. It's not going to slow down. It's probably going to increase. I told a young man the other day, he came and gave his services freely to provoke the purpose. And said, you know what, I want to be a part of this ministry. I play an instrument over here, but I want to give my talents over here because I believe in what you're doing. Because I see the favor of God in your life. But guess what? I told him, I said, well, my brother, I don't want to discourage you, and I'm going to encourage you. But I'm going to tell you now, because you've taken such a leap of faith, and you've stepped into God's call for your life, get ready, my friend. We got to get in this word. We got to get you girded up. We got to get you strapped up. We got to get you fully armored because the battle is on its way. He looked at me and he said, am I in the right place? I said, yes, you are, because I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to let you know that if you involve yourself in the things of God, and you say that I am not going to cross over no more, that I am going to do what he said for me to do, the battle is on its way. But here's the good news. Because of the anointing of Christ and because of the favor of God that we walk in, that we expect, now we can now fight off all fiery darts of the enemy. Not just one, not just two, but now we can fight them all off because, first of all, you know, when you know the battle's coming, you're ready. If somebody calls you and says, hey, man, I'm going to stop by your house, as soon as that doorbell rings, you know it's them. But if somebody just comes to your house unannounced, you know, no notification, and they knock on the door, you're going to be wondering, what? Who is that? See, the thing of it is that when we know that it's coming, we can be prepared. When we know it's about to knock on the door, we can already have our hand on the knob about to open it before it even knocks. See, that's being prepared. That's being willing to walk in favor and understand that by my activation of my faith in Jesus Christ, that by my activation to be willing to go out of my norm, am I willing to step out of the box, that I can now wake up, that now I can get up, and right now I can move and find my purpose. See, that's the purpose that God has for us, is to get in his purpose for your life. And favor is a tool to assist you to get there. Why not just raise your hand and get it right now? Why not just raise your hand and say, you know what, I hear what the man of God is saying, and yes, enough is enough. I'm gonna reach up into the heavenlies right now, and I'm going to pull down the favor that has already been promised in my life. And then on the other hand, you may grab up to reach a favor, you feel it, you know it's there, but there's a couple of things you need to get in order. Don't be discouraged. Hold on to that favor. Get yourself in order. Win right now, because repentance doesn't take 10 years. Repentance is immediate. Repentance is something that when you ask him, God has forgiven you. You can take your next step as clean, white as snow. Now, us on the outside want to hold you back. Us on the outside want to tell you that you still got to go through this class, and I need you to take this, and I need you. Well, no. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. And whatever it is that you've done, if you make a choice right now to change it, it's done. If you make a choice right now that it's finished, it's finished. And when you do that and you walk into the fullness of him through his favor, because now you can expect his favor because you made a choice to walk in righteousness. Now you can have what God says you can have. Now you can have what God says you can do. Now you can go where God says go. To go out, therefore go out and make ye disciples, baptizing them in the Holy Spirit. So now they can go and do the same thing, and now we can build up an army of provoked warriors that will do what he said do right now. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. Your word will not return to you void, Lord, and we receive it right now that it won't return to us void, Heavenly Father God. We pray right now, Lord, that as we go forth with the word that you have given us today, Lord, that we will move into our purpose, that we will move into our calling, that, Lord, we will move into the birthrights that you have given us, that we will walk in confidence. We will live with courage. Lord, we will have hope in you, faith in you, belief in you. And most of all, Heavenly Father God, we will trust that you are the source of our favor. You are the source of our life. You are the source of our everything. Lord, we bless you. We lift our hands and worship you right now, Lord. For you alone are worthy of our praise. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We give you all the honor and glory in your son Jesus' name. And all those in agreement said, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Truly, oh, Jesus, hallelujah. I couldn't write fast enough.
Well, I am definitely going to edit this one. It will be on. I've had a lot going on. I have two provokes that I have on video. I will edit that stuff this weekend. It's a holiday. I'll edit it this weekend and put it on YouTube for you guys so you can catch the last two episodes. And I know I said a lot in that episode, but I encourage you to listen to the tape and get the fullness of what God is saying. Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, I won't say you know, when it's the Spirit of the Lord speaking, you know, he just goes a little bit further. I thank God for this word on today. It was very uplifting, very encouraging. I tell you, I just wrote, I usually take like a sheet, but I had to do almost two sheets today. But
two sheets.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory to God. Glory to God.
I tell you, yesterday I shared with the people, Pastor Hamilton, that God keeps record. God has a record. And I tell you, this is one that everybody that was on the line and spoke this week, the Holy Ghost just had his way.
Favor,
is better. Yesterday we had anointed speaker. Wednesday, Minister Tillman spoke. So I tell you, God just been speaking. Favor with God. If we can just grasp that, and if we can just really obtain the favor of God, everything else in our life will line up. Because, you know, when you have favor with God, everything is in order.
That's right.
He's already made the way. He's already made provision. Hallelujah. He said, I'll make
hallelujah.
In the middle of the wilderness. Favor, they said. Favor ain't there. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, when you have favor with God, it is there. It's glory to God. We're going to serve you up today, Pastor Hamilton. Amen. We've had about 17 callers on the line, and we have something dropped off, but that's all right. God always said the best for last. Amen, amen. We're going to go to Sister Patrice, and then we're going to go right on now on the line. God bless you all. Give you a chance to say a word to the man of God, and then we're going to go on out.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Hamilton. I have truly been provoked today, and I have been just so encouraged with this favor here. Walking in righteousness, I mean, it's just been so much, the process alone, you know, and I just thank
process,
you, and I just pray that God bless you and your family. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Thank you so much, woman of God.
Amen, amen. I think this is Sister Kim on down the line. God bless you, Sister Kim. Okay. Area code 985, the last four of your number is 7445. Is that Marie? Amen. Your line is open, caller, 985. The last four of your number is 7445. If not, we're going on to Evangelist Doris. God bless you, Evangelist Doris.
Praise the Lord. I am always looking forward to hear from Pastor Hamilton. He is so on fire. I want to go to his church. I want to go to your church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's in Los Angeles.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, woman of God.
He's in Texas. He's from Los Angeles. He's a native.
I'm going to go to Texas.
Okay.
I will be in Texas in August. I'm gonna go see him.
Okay. Well, look, you let me know when you let me know when you're coming, and we'll definitely hook up.
Yes. Okay. God bless you. I was really
God
blessed.
God bless you too. Thank you so much, woman of God.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless you. Bye bye.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, we just excited. I'm always excited about Provoke Fridays, because you know you're going to get some nuggets that's just not for your spiritual walk. But what I love about Pastor Hamilton, he gives you practical nuggets where you can perform and live life to the fullest. The Bible says first natural, then spiritual. So I thank God for this man of God. You know,
that's
he's always in the heavens. He deals with the issues and the problems and the situations that we have to deal with on a daily basis. Amen. And if we can't operate in the natural, how in the world is God going to entrust anything to us in the spirit realm? You know, sometimes
right.
folks won't be so deep that, oh, the Lord said, the Lord just spoke to them all. God don't speak all the time. Sometimes he wants you to be quiet. Sometimes
that's
he
right.
say, I
that's
don't
right.
want you to say nothing. Just be quiet today. But you know, you meet these spirits of folks sometime where, oh, no. And you know, the Lord just talks to them all day. They spend all their time with the Lord. Well, how in the world are you going to spend all your time with the Lord? And God says he wants you to be good stewards. And you spend all your time with the Lord. You don't have no time for your husband, your wife, your job, your responsibilities. Come on, people.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. That is so true.
He ain't in no secret closet 24/7.
Okay.
Some things in the natural. When you gonna prepare some food for your husband and your children? When are you gonna clean up your house? When are you gonna go clock in at your job? Come on now.
I met
so many spiritual folks, but they all 20 doggone prayer lines. Well, where you get time to take care of your natural business? Oh, let me stop the beat. That's a message for another day.
That's a message all together in itself right there.
Woo, God.
From
the Lord every day. Well, when is the Lord going to tell you to handle your natural business? And let people know if you're single, if you're divorced, or if you're married. Y'all forgive me.
This is beautiful
stress. Hallelujah. I don't mean no harm, but you know, I meet folks like that every day. They say that. And then when you look at them in the natural, you know, they tore up from the floor.
That's right.
On,
that
God.
Is. Yes. Look out. Oh, my God.
God. When you have favor, when favor is up on your life, hallelujah.
Yes.
God said he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When they're getting ready to send eviction notice, God will stop them and say, Sheriff, you won't be going there today. When they're coming to repossess the car, God will say, you won't do it today. The car won't, if you're gone, the car won't be. Oh, let me tell you, God will make room for you, baby, when you got favor on your life.
God bless you. That message was incredible. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I should go last. I just have much to say. That was so powerful today because as the enemy was trying to attack my sons, he graduates today at 7 o'clock. Praise the Lord. He's the first waiting years. Other brothers have gone to jail. They've been on drugs. But God made a way for my son. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He's a great student, and he's graduating today. Praise the Lord. They kept saying, oh, he needs this. So I kept saying, I don't have the money for all of this. So the principal came to him and said, don't worry about it. Just pay me next week. And they normally don't do that. You have to pay before you graduate. So that was favor. So then today I was crying. And my friend came by, and she was like, what's wrong, Alvie? She's a background singer for Rod Stewart. So she says, well, Alvie, and I was saying, well, my friend, we're trying to get my films financed. We're trying to do this and that. She says, oh, don't worry. I know people. I have a guy that has a network that's looking for shows right now. Matter of fact, do you know so-and-so? Oh, he's looking for stuff right now. Lord Jesus Christ, I'm about to start running down the street. The favorite testimony, I can't even get it all out. I promise you, I can't even begin to get it all out when he spoke about favor, but how you have to align with God and how people came to me, oh, I'll give you money, I'll pay all your bills, but can I come over and sleep with you? Can I sleep on your couch? I said, no, sir. No, sir, I'm a virtuous woman. I'm a child of God. I tell you, what this man said today was so powerful. And Ron Money, yes. I'm going back and I'm going to meditate on this word. I'm going to put it in Accra. This is the one that you put up that says masterpiece, must listen to, must meditate, must have. And I'm sorry for this, I'm taking up a lot of time, but I have to get this out. Remember when he said confirm the word? Now, before you start preaching, when you was praying, the Lord told me, and I am a prophet. Now, the Lord told me, you're going to get a record deal. And you're going to get a book deal. Now, you can write that down. You can write that down. You can go put it in the archives, your book, and go back and confirm it, because I promise you, you will get it.
You will
get it, Lord God. You're going to get that. That's for sure.
Yes.
And,
it's done completely.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it real soon. There's a CD, there's a book deal, and there's a record deal. You're going to get it. Okay? And I don't lie. I'm not going to speak on God and lie about it. It's not going to happen. You are going to get it. I'm going to pray for you. My prayer today, I've already got my favor. My prayer, I'm praying for you, and I'm praying for Evangelist Bernard to keep bringing people on such as yourself, to keep this ministry going. I'm going to sow such a big seed into this ministry, because this has to be worldwide ministry. It's just that powerful. It saves lives. It heals. It helps
Jesus.
I thank the Lord for both of you guys. I pray for you. I pray for everybody that's on the line. I'll always keep you, uplift you in prayer, and I just thank you. I have so much to say, but I'm going to go because other people got stuff to say too. But praise the Lord. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, woman of God, and God bless everybody that's on the listeners. Thank you. Thank you,
thank
for
you
that
so much. Thank you
thank
so much,
you,
my sister.
And confirm it. Write it down. You'll see. You'll see. God bless you, okay?
God bless you, too.
Amen. All right.
And thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you for being obedient. Thank you for being obedient, man of God. Because of your obedience, you bless us with the word that helps heal us. See, it's not just your obedience for favor that you want in your life. It's your obedience for favor for preaching that word to give us favor in our lives. It's for the kingdom.
Yes.
So thank you. God bless you. I thank you, and God bless you. God bless you, too. God bless you. I tell you, Jesus.
You know what? And I'm going to stand in agreement with what she has spoken. For one, Pastor Hamilton, come on this line. Since he was first introduced to us, he comes on with such excitement, with such enthusiasm. He's always positive. He's always ready. He never asks for anything. I don't care if they have two people on the line. He come and he teach and preach this word like he's preaching to, like he said, 1,000 people. That's what I grasp from this word today. He said you may have 50 or 100 people in your congregation, but you preach and you teach and you go forth like you're looking at 1,000 of them. Hallelujah. Because if you can see 1,000, guess what? God will bring them in. Jesus said, I added to the church. Such as should be saved. So I tell you, for everything that you have sacrificed, for every 2 hours you come on, provoked by this Pastor Hamilton, you could be doing something else. But I want you to know we love you over here, and we appreciate the sacrifice that you've made. And one thing I can say unapologetically is that there's never been no mess. There's never been no mess. He'll text me or he'll inbox me on Facebook, and he'll say, woman of God, we ready. He get me excited. He looks forward to coming on this line on Friday, and I appreciate that. Hallelujah. That's what God is looking for.
Hallelujah.
He's looking for some willing servants, some people that are willing to make the sacrifice, willing to go the extra mile, willing, hallelujah, to give up an hour or two to preach and teach this word to inspire. Fire to encourage and to empower somebody to pursue their destiny and to provoke them to purpose. Hallelujah. So I thank God for you, man of God. You've been a blessing to this ministry. You have been a blessing. And if nobody ever tells you, I'm telling you today, we love you and we appreciate your sacrifice. Hallelujah. Thank
you.
Well,
God bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Well,
and God is going to bless you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And then I have Sister Dawn on the line, and I'm going to give it back to Pastor Hamilton and let him close out as the Lord lead him. Sister Ruby, God bless you.
Oh, God bless everybody, Lord. It's just been a blessing, Pastor Hamilton. You know, you just blessed this broadcast, the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. Excuse me, and you're led of the Holy Ghost, because I've noticed throughout listening to your Provoke Fridays that the Holy Ghost will have you to listen to the message, the title that's for that week, and you will go to that title for the particular week. This is the second week I've done that. The Holy Ghost have led you to Favor with God, and the last one you went 2 weeks ago. The same format that was on all week, you took Friday.
It was about intercessory prayer, yes.
Right, and I say, Lord, I thank you, because normally you'll come on with Provoke Friday and you'll go to another type of street, but the Holy Ghost didn't allow you to do that, and you took the Favor of God this week, so he has done it twice. So it is the anointing that break all yokes. It is the anointing that we need as God's people. So I just thank the Lord for you. I'm praying he refresh you, renew you, and strengthen you more, because you do listen to the Holy Ghost. And I have been truly blessed this evening. God bless you. Praise my strength.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Amen. Well, Sister Ruby, this is not his second time. He has been in these topics, and the Lord has not just the order of intercessory prayer. He has where there will be glory after this, and then the blood still works. So he didn't do just two. He has been opening up our understanding for these.
I was just acknowledging him in my spirit too. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Well, God is good, and he, you know, as long as he's in control, that's when we come.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for it. I thank God for him, and he studies. He just don't come half-cock. He comes ready. And God always have a fresh word, some fresh oil with Pastor Hamilton. So God bless you. Let me see if Sister Dawn. God bless you, Sister Dawn. Are you able to make a comment? If not, we're going to Pastor Hamilton. And Sister Albertine, I just want to say congratulations to your son that's graduating. My granddaughter is graduating tonight too at 7 o'clock. So we got our hands full today. So congratulations to your young son that's graduating in 2013. My God.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen. Amen. Sister Dawn. Okay, we're going back to Pastor Hamilton for our final comments. We ask you all to tune in on tomorrow. Those that can, today overcame with Minister Billy Burns out of Raleigh, North Carolina. She hosts that segment for us on Sunday morning at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, at 7 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Eastern. You have a powerful testimony. You want to share it, and you want God to get some glory and grant you some favor. I guarantee if you get on that line and share it with the world, God will do just that. And on Sunday morning, we're on at 7 a.m. for 30 minutes of corporate prayer. So if you're able to, we certainly invite you to tune in. Once again, we want to thank our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, for manning the switchboard. We certainly appreciate her. And thank God for all the lessons she has learned, and she got this switchboard down pat almost. So we thank God for that. So back into your hands, and we thank God for those that were in the chat room today. So God bless you, and all of those that listen live on the internet. We truly appreciate you tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, and also Provoke Fridays. Back into your hands, Pastor.
God bless everybody. I just pray that that we go forth and that we do what God is telling us to do. Do know that you are loved and appreciated, and we're going to look forward to seeing you guys next week. Now, I wanted to share something with you all that the Lord has instructed us to begin a covenant partnership with Provoke to Purpose. If you're interested just to read to what God is doing and maybe pray on it to see if God wants you to partner with us, it's on our website. Check it out. It's called Unity One, Together We Stand. And we're launching a citywide, countrywide movement called Take It Back. From hood to hood, we're going back into the hood. And it's a movement now. And this movement, we're going back into the hood. We already did Mother's Day. We're doing Father's Day on June 15th. And then we'll do every weekend in somebody else's hood, somebody else's church, somebody else's wherever the work is not going forth, that's what we're going forward to do. So Unity One is for those that may want to be a part of it that can't be here to do it. Read about it. See if you want to covenant with us. Pray for us. Be a part of this thing because we are really going out to do real ministry work. And I'm not saying church is not – I love church. Church is a great place mm-hmm. to fellowship, but I still believe mm-hmm. that the work needs to be done out and about where the lost and unsaved are. So if you if the Lord puts it on your heart, please join in with us and let's do a great thing for God. On the other hand, we just thank God for you. We thank God for what he's doing in our lives, and we thank God for New Destiny Ministries and Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Evangelist, you are my family. We love you. We truly appreciate you. I've never met you face-to-face, but nobody could tell you that you're not my blood sister. If I came to town, nobody could tell me that that's not my people. You are my family. We have adopted each other, and I thank God for you. And just know that we are continually lifting up your ministry because the work you do, I'm amazed at what you do because for 7 days a week, 2 hours a day, with minimal help, you put this ministry to go forth, and I honor you right now. I applaud your work, and I pray for increasing blessings to be in and about your life. Everyone else be blessed. Be just stay in his presence and do more than you did yesterday. Get up and have God to move into your life right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we certainly thank God for you, and you have been such an encourager and such an inspiration. I tell you, you make people feel like they can run through truth. Hallelujah. And if they follow the principles that you teach us every Friday, we would be able to run through truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God, for you all, have this is Memorial Day on Friday, on Monday. Remember those that have lost loved ones. Continue to pray for Sister Ruby that God would continue to strengthen her and comfort her. And just be careful while you're out there picnicking and with your children and swimming pools and all those things. Be careful of what you eat. Be very watchful of your surroundings. And we pray that God will bless you all to have a beautiful weekend. We won't be on. I won't say that. Let me not say that. I may just sign on for about 30 minutes. We're trying to do. We're doing a little birthday graduation picnic at the park for my granddaughter on Monday. So I do want to at least get on here at least. And just say the Lord is my shepherd. So I'm not gonna say we won't be on. I don't have a holiday to take off. I don't have no vacations. When the Lord speaks, I have to move. So this is
Amen.
And this is my life. So we're gonna be on at 1 o'clock. And if we're only on for 10 or 15 minutes, we're gonna give God the glory and say goodbye. So God bless you all. We're gonna close out with Take Me to the King. Have a blessed weekend in Jesus' name.
God bless you guys.
Truth is, I'm options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is
Sister Ruby, take us on out.